Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel reported at least 8 soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon during clashes with Hezbollah militants. The region braces for escalation after Israel vowed retaliation for Iran's missile attack. In Gaza, Israeli ground and air strikes killed at least 51 people, including women and children, according to Palestinian medical officials. Addressing the United Nations Security Council, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the tit-for-tat violence must stop.
It's high time to stop the sickening cycle of escalation after escalation that is leading the people of the Middle East straight over the cliff. Each escalation has served as a pretext for the next.
Syria state media reported that Israel carried out a strike targeting a residential building in a suburb area in the western part of the capital, Damascus, resulting in at least 3 deaths and multiple injuries. Israel has not commented on the report. Hamas's armed Al-Qassam brigades claimed responsibility for a shooting in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv that killed at least 7 people, the group said in a statement on Wednesday. The White House says President Joe Biden has ordered up to 1,000 active duty troops to assist in Hurricane Helene recovery efforts. Biden pledged to jumpstart the response ahead of his and Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to the affected areas.
In the storm's wake, I've directed my team, including the leadership and key departments and agencies all across the government, to send every available resource that we have at our disposal to the affected region.
Harris's stop will also serve as a political test amid a humanitarian crisis. She's trying to step into the role for which Biden is best known, showing the empathy that Americans expect in times of tragedy, in the closing stretch of her campaign for president. This is VOA News. Russian troops have reached the center of Volodar, a bastion on strategic high ground in eastern Ukraine's industrial Donbass region that has resisted Russian assaults since Moscow's full-scale invasion, a regional Ukrainian official said on Tuesday. But how significant is its capture with regards to the wider conflict? Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
Volodar is a coal mining town in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. The town was long regarded as one of Ukraine's toughest fortified positions to crack. Controlling it is key because it sits at the intersection of the eastern and southern battlefield fronts. Taking Volodar opens the way for Russian forces to advance on other places. Russian forces trapped Ukrainian soldiers in the town, gradually encircling them. There was no way in or out, and Ukrainian soldiers were bombarded with devastating aerial glide bombs.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Authorities in Nigeria say that more than 100 people are missing after a boat carrying them at night capsized in the northwestern part of the country. They were returning from an Islamic festival when the overcrowded boat broke down. At least 150 people have been rescued by Wednesday morning. A frantic search operation is underway that is being supported by local divers and volunteers. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on day 2 of the dock workers' strike at 36 United States ports.
Dock workers want a contract that doesn't allow automation to take their jobs and better pay. Supply chain experts say consumers won't see an immediate impact because most retailers have pre-stocked holiday goods. However, there are concerns that perishables could be impacted if the strike lingers. President Biden could seek a court order for a cooling-off period to end the strike, at least temporarily, but he has told reporters he won't, instead urging both sides to negotiate. I'm Julie Walker.
Anti-whaling activist Paul Watson will remain in detention in Greenland, where he has been held since July, while Denmark decides whether to extradite him to Japan. A local court in the Danish Autonomous Region ruled on Wednesday.
I expect they'd continue to hold me because, you know, justice delayed is justice denied. And this is all based on a false accusation.
Watson, who denies all charges, could face up to 15 years in prison if he is extradited to Japan and convicted there, his lawyers have said. Japan issued an international warrant for his arrest more than a decade ago, seeking him on charges of breaking into a Japanese vessel in the Antarctic Ocean in 2010, obstructing its business and causing injury as well as property damage. NASA has shut down another instrument on Voyager 2 to conserve power, the agency announced Tuesday. The device measuring charged atom flow was turned off to extend the spacecraft's exploration time. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.